The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of the Lord. Dear sisters and brothers, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As I'm sure most of you have experienced, there are a lot of ways that we can talk about the life of Christian faith, the life of following Jesus as a path or a journey. And today we begin our annual stewardship campaign, and we can also talk about stewardship as a journey. And I think these are very helpful images, but if we're going to talk about a journey of faith, then there are two things we need to know right off the bat. One, where we are now. And two, where are we headed? What is the current reality? What is, and what is the future we're aiming at? What will be? Now, All Saints' Day gives us those two keys, where we are and where we're headed. The message of this day tells us what is now and what will be in the future. See, on this All Saints' Festival, we remember the saints who have gone before us. But this day is not only about our beloved dead. It is also about us. Now, if you came to the recreation event a few Sundays ago, you know that sainthood is not some super Christian status. Everyone who is baptized and believes in Jesus is, by God's grace, a saint. Sainthood isn't earned. It's a gift. A gift of God's fully forgiving love. The Apostle John, whose words we heard just a few minutes ago, puts it like this: "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are." By God's grace, in Christ, you are a child of God. That's the what is. That's where the journey starts. In the amazing mystery of God's love, he has claimed you as his beloved child. You belong to the creator of the universe who cares for you more perfectly than any human parent has ever loved a son or a daughter. His son died and rose again to tear down everything that would ever try to separate you from him. Now, the journey of faith, the pathway of faith, of which stewardship is an essential part, is simply the path of learning. How do we line up all of life's choices, all of life's priorities, including our financial ones, with that God-given identity as his children, as his saints? So that's where the road is. Where does it take us? What is the what will be part? Well, John kind of leaves us hanging here. He says it's a mystery. What we will be has yet to be revealed. Well, thanks. But then he says, but we will be like him. Now, the him there is we will be like Jesus after his resurrection. And that's why John says it has yet to be revealed, because being like the resurrected Jesus is something we probably can't wrap our minds around. An existence without pain, without fear. Life without any inclination ever towards evil. A complete absence of all suffering and death. That's where we're headed. That's what you will be. And those saints who have entered into their eternal rest, they live that reality now. It's our shared destination in Christ. And we can't imagine the wonder, the glory, and the mystery of it all. That's where we're headed. But now let's bring it a little bit closer to now. What about the what will be for us together in this life, in this world, as a church? What does the future hold for Reformation? Well, in one way, it's the same. It has yet to be revealed. Crystal balls don't work. We can't predict the future. But we have discerned a vision to invite our neighbors as Jesus has invited us. And really what that means is rediscovering what it means that we have been invited into. What does it mean to be a follower of Jesus? We have a vision to engage in a community of graceful discipleship, to equip our members to grow in faith and service, and to embody the love of Jesus for this world. And I think those four touchstones can point us where God might be bringing us. How so? We had around 90 people overflowing out of the fellowship hall a few Sundays ago for recreation. People who had not set foot in a church, in any church for years, came because they were invited. Unchurched families are coming to our Christian parenting group to learn how to be equipped to raise their kids in the faith because they know they're missing something. As Kevin mentioned, teens who aren't even a part of our church are engaged in our monthly youth drop-in. And some of them are coming to a Bible study. Our worship life continues to expand with amazing music and new members in our choir. New members are stepping into leadership roles. And longtime members are finding support from the loving church family that their lifelong faithfulness and sacrifice helped to build. These are all steps on the journey from what is to what will be. And as we grow in embodying the love of Jesus, God is at work here to make our life together as a church into a visible example of the kingdom, into a foretaste of what redemption will finally be like. So, what will be? What Jesus has always called the church to do. We will teach the faith in a world that thinks it's unbelievable. We will love the poor and embrace those who are different from us. We will praise God in ways that invite others to see His glory with us. We'll support each other, encourage each other, and challenge each other as the saints have always done. What will be? Jesus will shape us into His kingdom people. And in this year's stewardship campaign, we are all invited to be a part of making that journey happen. See, if we are going to have more ways of engaging youth and young adults, of equipping families, of putting on vacation Bible schools like we do, where 100 kids have a blast learning about Jesus, if we're going to keep on empowering our members to care for one another in Christ, that does take resources. It takes generosity. And stewardship is nothing more than making our personal choices line up with your identity as God's beloved child. It's not about getting money into the church. It's about getting the kingdom of God into the world. Let me say that again. Stewardship is not about getting money into the church. It's about getting the kingdom of God out into the world. It's about letting the Lord Jesus shape us into faithful, generous children of God so that we can then go and shape the world God made in redemptive and healing ways. Stewardship is one of the ways that Jesus says to all of us, your salvation is not just where you go when you die. Your salvation is a new life given to you to live here on earth. And you have been called to be all in that life. My friends, I am not one to often admit that words fail me. But I could never describe the amazing love that God pours out on you. He has claimed you as His children, as His saints. Jesus has given His life to you, and His love washes away all your sins. Through the faithfulness of past saints, you have had the baton of faith handed on to you. And now the journey continues. As we give thanks today for the saints who have gone before us, we also have the privilege of discovering how we can hand the baton of faith on to others. What you are now, whether you feel it or not, whether you look it or not, is a child of God. What will be in this church is a shared living of God's kingdom. In these next few weeks, we'll be looking at how stewardship is an essential part of that journey. And I hope that we will all walk it together for the sake of the mission of the church, for the sake of the world. You have been made a saint because of God's love for you. Let's all be all in on that journey from what is to what will be. Amen.